Remarkable Lisa shared in the Remarkable group a really awesome little video. Essentially, it's a video about two little boys, and one little boy settled for the name of the birds. He knew the names. And he made fun of the other little boy. The other little boy was taught by his father not to settle for the names, but to get to know the bird. Years ago, I was given a very similar lesson. And it came to tracking. And the old fella said, "What's that?" And I said, "That's a raccoon track." He said, "All right." He said, "What's that?" And I said, "That's a deer track." They're pretty basic stuff. "What's that? A dog?" "What's that?" "Well, that's like a house cat, but it's pretty big. It's like a big house cat." He goes, "That's a bobcat." He says, "Got it." So we kept walking, and the bobcat tracks, they stayed at the side of the road, which was nice because the side of the road had like mud, so we could easily see a lot of tracks. So we're tracking this bobcat up in the game lands in southwestern Pennsylvania. It's pretty easy because it's at the side of a road. He goes, "What have you learned about the bobcat?" I said, "Well, like, at a base gate, this is how far away his paw prints are. This is the pattern that they tend to take. He's a diagonal walker." He goes, "What have you learned about the bobcat?" And I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. He goes, "I want you to notice his left rear leg is hurt, and it's an old injury. I want you to notice here he stopped and looked up to the right. I want you to notice he's been cautious ever since he looked up to the right." What did he notice up and to the right? And he started showing me peculiarities in the tracks. And then we went up and to the right to see what was going on up there. I'm not going to bore you with details as far as the adventure goes. But his eyes saw stories where I saw nothing. See, I was settling for knowing, "Wow, you know, that's a bobcat track. Thanks." Cool. He wasn't settling for the statistics. He wasn't settling for the data. Yep, we ticked off another one, learned another track. This is how far apart they are. Yep, all those statistical data points. He wanted me to learn how to read the stories. And so I started developing a skill set. It's called noticing. And there are a couple ways to notice. One of them is to really get to know. To really fall in love. To really value the expression and the experience. To appreciate. When you start doing that, you stop being a data point. When you start doing that, you stop being a thing. Because a lot of people treat themselves like data points. I'm 57 years old. I'm a white male. I've got this much in the bank. I've got this many years left to go. 25 pounds overweight. Yada, yada, yada. Versus what are you going to explore? What are you going to experience differently about you, about your life today? Here's another bit. Join Remarkable.com. There's a group of us that are going to hang out. You could be part of that group. See, we've got the public groups with like 50, 60,000 people in it, and people come and people go. And a lot of people tend to ask the same questions, and they're really not willing to put in the work, just to be honest. Or they put in a little bit of work, but since it ain't working the way they want it to, they go back on the Reddit or something. So you can gather up a lot of data about this stuff. Or you can join in the dance. Remarkable, we've got monthly live calls. We've got weekly members-only Facebook Lives. We've got a cool little private Facebook group. And remarkable, you also get a $1,000 bonus vault as a member. All kind of goodies in there. But I'll tell you what it takes, and here's the big deal. It takes a commitment. Because one of the things that I notice is people that just want to solve problems, they don't join or they don't stick around. Because we all know about problems. You can label a problem. Not enough money. Too big of a bill. She doesn't love me. We don't sleep together anymore. Whatever it is. On the other hand, if you want to explore, if you want to expand, if you want to experience more in life than you have ever thought possible, if you want to go beyond thinking and join in the dance. I was a thinker, gang. When I was younger, I'd stand on the side of the dance floor and think. I'd have thoughts about those who were dancing. And you ever notice those who are dancing are always inviting you to dance? Yeah, I'll think about it. No, that's not really what I do. I'm more of a Reddit kind of guy. So my adventure continued. Not only did I learn how to track animals and read nature sign and all kind of things and see the stories left behind. I got to fall in love with something called neurolinguistic programming, the old school stuff. And one of the guys that I really treasure working with, one of his things was, he made a comment to me and I've since then bastardized it. But real NLP, as far as I'm concerned, is the study of the breadcrumbs left behind by human experience. What I'm really into is divine experience and human perception. Because when you get the dance that you are, 100% human and 100% divine, you stop seeking answers and you start joining in the dance. If you want to join in the dance with us, Remarkable 2024 and beyond, you can join now at joinremarkable.com. Why settle for the name of a bird? Why settle for knowing the checklist to move through, to make something happen, supposedly, in your life, and living like a machine, like a robot, when you could explore more? If you want to explore with us, if you think what we do is, well, if you feel like what we do is inviting, if you love the way we explore instead of just simply explain stuff, if you want this kind of life, join Remarkable.com. Have a lovely day. Imagine up something yummy right now. Imagine me in the woods learning how to track. Imagine you learning how to track. Don't settle for the stats. Start making stories. Let us go into the silence. All right, I'm listening to those bird songs while you're doing your bit. I just love listening to the stories that the birds tell me. I don't know the names of most of those birds. But I can tell you right now, they told me there's a kanga across the stream laying down in the grass. How cool is that? Love you. See ya. Join Remarkable.com.